22 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Jasper View Lane within the Massey's Landing Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 37264 Jasper View Lane, Lot 48A in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 31, Unit 58015. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. The applicant is seeking a 2.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the manufactured home on Lot 47, a 5.6 and a 5.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the shed on Lot 45, and a 4.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation between the proposed attached garage and the shed on Lot 45.
Steven, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Linford Fawcett. I'm the president of Massey's Land and Park Incorporated. I live at 8 Cinder Way in Georgetown, Delaware. And...
I'm John Roach, and the engineer, I guess, or surveyor on this project. I live at 22184 Melson Road here in Georgetown.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Floor is yours.
Okay. I'm here for Mr. and Mrs. Schustak, and they're wanting to put a manufactured home on the lot that we leased to them. These lots were created back in 1977, and the setbacks were set at that time. The reason for the replacement of this house was the existing home that was on there had rusted out. It was a mobile home with an addition on it, so they took it off. And now, since they've got this new manufactured home, they ran into the 20-foot setbacks. We, as the owners, have no problem whatsoever with the 5-foot setback that was set back in 1977. And we know that it was changed in 2015, but we didn't know that that was changed in 2015. For some reason, I don't know why, but we would like to return back to the 5-foot setbacks on the front, on both sides and the back. And that's basically what we have. Now, John can explain more how we laid the lots out and why the 20 feet will not work now.
With the angle of these lots was my concern more than anything. The angle is about a 15 degree from the road, and which it allows for less distance between homes at that angle. And you'll notice on the drawing, there is a dimension at the very bottom that shows that the width of the lot is 51 feet 8 tenths. And along the road, which is the property line, or the lot line, I guess, is 55.02. So we're losing about 3 feet, something like that, with that. And it's, you know, I think it adds to the mix, so to speak. The home on Lot 47, which is the one, I guess, to the right as you're looking at the drawing, has a small deck. And the deck is used for access from the front three-season room to a doorway, which is near the middle or the end of that deck. And so the neighbor, I've talked to him, and he's mentioned that he really didn't mind if he would have to remove, he's a builder, and he would remove that deck, but he was concerned about access from the three-season room to his house. All I had.
Just to add one thing, the house next on the left-hand side is owned by the park. So we own that, so we're fine with putting this new manufactured home there. So as a, you know, the owners of the property, we're fine with this. So that's basically what we have, and hopefully this will pass for them. Any questions?
concerning this property in particular, everything in it is in the building restriction line, correct? So what's I know we have these rules for a reason, but you have built everything within their building restriction line, and placement from adjacent properties is creating an issue with you where the house is situated. Would that be a correct statement?
Yes, it would.
Mainly the deck to the, we're looking at it to the right.
And I'm assuming that the upgraded trailer is just larger also, that you're putting, the manufactured housing that you're putting back in there is larger than what you are taking out.
What they did take out, yes. That's correct.
Disrepair, I thought I...
It was very bad disrepair. It was rusted completely out.
Did the applicants look at a narrower manufactured home?
Pardon?
Did the applicants look at a narrower manufactured home? I see this is 27.3 feet wide. Garage is 24 feet wide. Did they look at something narrower to fit on the property? How long have the structures been on lots 45 and 47?
One on the right has been there approximately 30 years.
That would be lot 47.
That's correct. And the one on the left would be probably the same amount of time.
The prior manufactured home that was on the property, approximately where was that located in comparison with this home?
It was approximately located right in the middle between the two of the two buildings that are the two structures.
Well, I guess my question is, compared to where the current house is, how big was the prior manufactured home?
The other one or this one?
The prior one.
It was a 12 by 60, and then they put another 12 by 60 addition on it.
Approximately 24 by 60.
Correct.
And what I'm showing here is we have one that's 27 by 72 with an additional 24 by 24 garage.
Correct.
So it's much larger than the prior one.
Yes, and that's the only reason that is it's going to marry the other buildings that are there, all have done the same thing, so it's going to look in place. I mean, it won't be out of place or anything like that because it's a little bit longer.
Are there any flooding issues on the property?
No.
So just to piggyback off of that, that was my question. So the unit that's going back in will be similar to the units on both sides of it as far as the dimensions?
Right. Yes.
other questions from the board? If you please have a seat in the front.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13135? Is there anyone present? Oh, we do. Sorry. Okay. Would you like to speak? All right. If you would please come up.
And I saw there's a couple.
There's. How many? Please raise your hands again.
If you're in favor, how many are in favor? Come on up.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Bill Schuster and Karen Schuster.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
He assumed that this house was able to go in at Massey's because all the other homes are the same size or larger. He ordered the house. The house was done 2 months ago. Storage now. So, I just have any questions?
Any questions? Thank you. So that's two in favor.
I believe they're the applicants.
Yes.
So
they're in favor.
We'll note them as in
well played
here, but I don't know that they're independent. Folks here that we have.
So how should we handle that?
Well, they're here to testify about the application.
Is there anyone else present who is in favor of case number 13135? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13135? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13135 for Joseph and Karen Schustak. The property does have unique physical conditions in that the angle of the properties affects the placement of homes, and that creates an exceptional practical difficulty due to those physical circumstances. There is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially impair the appropriate use of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. And the variance does represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovingoth?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13135 has been approved.